Hi, gang. I just came from a meeting with Zoe Brannigan-Pipe, who is a teacher here in Hamilton, who's really making use of leading-edge technology to teach her students, who are elementary school students. And we're talking about specifically about using smart technology like smart boards, smart tables, and sort of interactive multi-touch tables, and how students are responding to them, and also in terms of podcasting. And what was really interesting about what Zoe was saying was that she really uses this technology as sort of assistive devices for assistive learning for kids with learning disabilities or a kid that is blind in one case. And that was a really interesting idea to me, because one of the precepts of making stuff that is accessible, interfaces or technology devices that are accessible, is that really you end up making them better for everybody. That when you make something that's accessible for somebody with a visual impairment, it just makes it easier for everybody to use it because the numbers are bigger or it's more tactile or whatever. So I thought that was a really great approach to technology in a broad universal sense, but focus specifically on accessibility and making it an assistive devices issue rather than just a general learning issue, and then the general learning flows from that. The other thing that we were talking about is I was talking, as is my want these days because I'm really into it, is the maker culture. And she was very clear that students really need to be able to look at large issues, and much the same way that makers sort of take stuff apart and reinvent it, to take apart ideas and rethink those ideas interactively. In case of a smart board, there's technology that allows them to do sort of mind mapping collaboratively, which is really cool. I'm going to be seeing that. So in general, a really interesting visit from the point of view of thinking through technology and children and how they're using it. Certainly I'm going to apply it to the work I'm doing at the Calgary Science Center and more broadly in terms of journalism training. And I hope to get my students at Western and Ryerson talking to her students through Skype and other technologies in the future. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Wayne McPhail at waitandsee.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.